Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and we're joined by Tim Pachote, the Liberty Advisor, a certified financial planner, and we have some interesting Epstein news to bring to you today. And this has been a chronicle that's been playing out for far too long with far too little answers. And this article out of Zero Hedge says, JP Morgan says Epstein accusers' claims are unsupported, and we're of course referring to a guy by the name of Jess Staley, or Staley, who is a former executive over at JP Morgan. And there's so much to dig into with this story because the connection between him and Epstein and a lot of these big banks really also goes back to the fact that Epstein was a blackmail artist for the government in order to get people, politicians, celebrities, business leaders, whatever it might be, in compromising positions so they would follow suit with whatever intelligence operation is happening with the CIA, Mossad, etc. So, you know, this story started a few months ago when we saw the Attorney General over in the Virgin Islands, as this CNN Business article says, Virgin Islands Attorney General sues JP Morgan Chase over banking services for Jeffrey Epstein, which then led, of course, to a bigger lawsuit. It says Epstein's sex trafficking was aided by JP Morgan, a U.S. Virgin Islands lawsuit says, and then led to the U.S. Virgin Islands Attorney General being fired shortly after, I think within a couple of days. Oh, she stepped out of line. You can't be stepping out of line when we're dealing with a blackmail artist for the intelligence communities. And so we have more to get into with this story than just these articles. But before I get into any more of this report here, I want to make sure that you guys check those links below for heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, WAM, and you get free shipping in the United States. And even if you're not in the United States, still use code WAM because it helps keep us alive at the same time as you alive when you are facing a supply chain crisis. All of us are facing this controlled collapse of the supply chain, and not being prepared and waiting for the store shelves to be empty is stupid, especially versus inflation. Look at the prices over at heavensharvest.com and you'll see actual good deals, which you don't find on a lot of storable food company sites, and they're non-GMO. So good luck finding anything better than that in the face of what is to come. Be prepared. Don't ever put yourself in a situation where you can succumb to this great reset. You need to be prepared today, not later. Better to be overly prepared than underprepared. And also make sure to check the link below for thelibertyadvisor.com if you want to become a client of Tim Pachote's. Of course, you can check out that bit.ly link below and you can get a free initial consultation, a free portfolio review with Tim as well. And I really urge you to do that if you are worried about your finances, your savings, your retirement, whatever it might be in the face of the great reset. He's actually awake about this issue. So anyways, Tim, let's get into this a little bit. So I left off talking about, you know, how the U.S. Virgin Island Attorney General was fired after, coming after, J.P. Morgan. And then this article out of Reuters says J.P. Morgan, Deutsche Bank seek dismissal of lawsuits by Jeffrey Epstein accusers. And on top of that, this from Fortune magazine, it says ex-JP Morgan private wealth boss had profound friendship with Jeffrey Epstein and may have facilitated sex trafficking lawsuit claims. So add that to the fact that now he's saying that Epstein's accusers' claims are unsupported. Man, the last thing you should do in this world, I mean, first of all, if you sleep with a woman, on a night out when you're single and you have a few drinks and whatever happens and you go back to their place or they go back to your place and they can accuse you of rape after just regretting it later, yet this guy goes out there, even though he's head of the woke mob within the banking system and can call people who without a doubt were raped by Jeffrey Epstein and in many cases on camera, unsupported claims, then we are living in backwards world, my friends. Tim, what do you think about this latest statement by Jess Staley? And you know a bit about his background, and I wanted to hear your thoughts from your financial perspective as well as regarding the fact that JP Morgan and all these other big banks are involved in this Epstein case.
Well, just today I got an email I'm obviously as a financial advisor working in the financial system, I get emails of different things and happenings that are going on. And it's like, oh, this broker was fired for making like a racist joke. And it's like a guy that manages $1 billion making like over $1 million a year. And like, oh, this person fired for doing like some other like more innocuous thing. I'm not like to downplay the racist joke, but compared to what was going on at Epstein's Island, this is, you know, like a 10 on the Richter scale compared to like a 1. And so, you know, they're more interested in going after, like, oh, this advisor was texting somebody, or a bunch of, you know, low-level BS, and not actually going after the real crimes. And let's also not forget that JP Morgan basically is the root of all the financial evil. If you go back to the Federal Reserve, where was the Federal Reserve founded? You had the in 1911, basically six of the richest guys in the world and their surrogates all going down on a train car to JP Morgan's estate at Jekyll Island, Georgia, at the Jekyll Island Club, where they hatched a plan to come up with the Federal Reserve. And what they said was, wouldn't it be great if, you know, we got to basically make all the money on the way up, but then the losses all get socialized on the way down. And so, you know, this first plan was initiated in 1907, and they realized that the guy that was putting it through, you know, was connected to Rockefeller, so that plan got squashed through. Then now the next plan, by the Federal Reserve Act, J.P. Morgan owned most of the newspapers at the time, and he was putting in reverse psychology into the newspapers, saying that this would be the worst thing to ever happen to the big banks, again, as reverse psychology, when really it was the best thing to happen, and this is going to be all the trust busting. And even a lot of what you see going back to, you know, Teddy Roosevelt, he was a big trust buster. Well, he busted up one company, and the same fucking guy owned all the companies. So yeah, it didn't really bust any trust.
And just as far as history goes, I got to mention something about J.P. Morgan here. During the Great Depression, in the first couple days of the Great Depression, when everyone was out on the streets, people were committing suicide everywhere, everyone lost everything, J.P. Morgan pumped the markets to give everyone hope, and of course the company, because JP Morgan himself at that point was dead, but they pumped the markets in order to make give everyone hope, so people ran in, got loans, did whatever they could to throw more money at the market, and then they dumped it on all these people's heads. This just gives you an idea of how non-virtuous they really are. While they claim virtue signaling all the time, they claim virtue and they push, you know, the woke agenda, the climate agenda, all that stuff under the guise of helping humanity, when they have been leeching off humanity for over 100 years. And now we have this guy who's saying that Epstein accusers' claims are unsupported because he got caught with his hands dirty. And of course, there's a lot of powerful people involved in this, but it's just getting deeper and deeper. And if we get into the whole banking thing with Epstein, it really tells you how serious and how powerful this person was. This, you know, hedge fund guy Epstein that no one ever saw on Wall Street.
This hedge fund guy that, you know, none of the hedge fund managers, you know, had any reports of him really doing anything. I mean, it was all basically like a front operation. He's also the guy Epstein who set up the Clinton Foundation. So let's not like not forget about that. And you did, you know, left out one important category of people that were at Epstein Island. So you mentioned the celebrities and the Hollywood elite and the entertainers and the sports stars and the Bill Gates of the world. But there is one group of people that were also heavily represented there. And those were the quote unquote, the scientists and all the researchers. And then, you know, Epstein had what was the Zorro Ranch in New Mexico, where, you know, basically he wanted to impregnate hundreds of different women to then have his lineage be carried on. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, they can, you know, put rainbows over, you know, as many things as they want in order to, you know, rainbow wash everything into being woke, into being, you know, all this ESG crap. But at the heart of all this evil is really JP Morgan having set up the Federal Reserve System, which is the new high-tech slavery. So, you know, they can talk about, you know, Black History Month and how much they care about Black people as they get a Black attorney general down in the Virgin Islands fired 2 days after she files claims against JP Morgan. But, you know, everything that went on at Occupy Wall Street should have been directed at the Federal Reserve, and then also should have been directed at JP Morgan as being the main progenitors of getting the Federal Reserve passed. And a lot of, you know, going back to more history thing, there was a panic of 1907 where the market crashed. You don't really hear about that in the history books too much because they let the free market basically carry out, and it was a very short recession, very, very deep, and then things bounced back up. But it was JP Morgan who had to backstop that. And you know, then they're claiming, and then JP Morgan's like, well, this sucks. You know, I hate having to use all my personal money to backstop things. And that's why they created the Fed. But then even JP Morgan was really just a front man for the Rothschilds. Not to get into the whole history of all this stuff, but it just goes back to the fact that these are some of the most powerful people on earth, yeah, who are then telling us, you know, that we need to be, you know, have basically all of our values, you know, eviscerated and everything that we're used to, you know, way of life going away, yeah. But you know, they can, you know, have their top guys palling around with Epstein and then say, oh, these are unsupported claims. And now he's like, what, the head of Barclays, or was the head of Barclays?
Yeah, and it's just so convenient. And keep in mind, like, when you see all these apparati of the New World Order coming together, you really get an image of what is really going on here. Remember that Epstein, he was an extremely important person when it came to actually getting information on people and forcing people to comply. One of the things the government does, they hope that someone doesn't come in and have morals suddenly. So what they do is they have them sleep with a 17-year-old girl. Well, they claim that she's 18. He sleeps with them. Then they say, actually, she was 17. Hey, we have video of it. Hey, we're going to put it out. Give it to your wife. Give it to your kids. Destroy her life. So then they go and toe the line. And then some of them are actually just really criminal, dirty pedophiles that go after like 9 or 10-year-old kids and openly request such a thing from Epstein. And then Ghislaine Maxwell, who is involved in doing a lot of the handling, of course, she recently said on a video conference call that Epstein didn't kill himself and that it was murder. I think he's sitting on a beach in Israel somewhere, honestly. But with that said, she got found guilty for trafficking all these children with Epstein, but they never found the people allegedly that were doing the trafficking. You know, this is where we get to a point where we see how big this power structure is. One of the most hated entities in the world is pedophiles. Meanwhile, these people are getting away with it, and they're even looked up to. Bill Gates is a great example. We have so many politicians, Bill Clinton flying on the Lolita Express 26 times, ditching Secret Service 12 times, and then, of course, going to his New Mexico ranch multiple times where they had a saloon and a schoolhouse and an underground bunker. Oh, and they call Pizzagate crazy? Really? Because it seems like it adds up a lot with all these things that are happening here.
Yeah, Bill Richardson. Keeping with the Bills, I mean, out of the former governor of New Mexico was there as well. So
And Tom Hanks and, you know, Kevin Spacey and Chris Tucker. You know, it would be impossible to name all these. I don't know even why I bothered with Chris Tucker. Nobody knows who he is anymore. But it would be impossible to keep up with all the people that went to his island. But the most important is the politicians and the bankers going there, because they're the ones that are setting world policy, that are stripping us of our rights, are cracking down on us on a daily basis, pushing transhumanism, pushing debauchery among the public with trans kids and all this kind of stuff. Look, there's a reason why they're all so uniform with all these things, same with the vaccine and all that kind of stuff, is because they have blackmail hanging over their heads. So they're doing what they are told because they are good puppets. So we have this guy saying that Epstein's supporters' claims are unsupported. And this happens, you know, you really see, again, the power structure when this U.S., Virgin Islands Attorney General gets fired for saying that the bank was facilitating sex trafficking in the U.S. territory. Her name is Denise George, so a big round of applause to Denise George. But again, you know, we have these banks trying to seek dismissal right now, and you know what they'll do? They're banks, and banks like JP Morgan are involved in fractional reserve lending and that kind of stuff. So yeah, they basically run the government. So what will they do? Well, they'll probably just get a bunch of money printed and then use it in their own lawsuits to pay off people to keep this more quiet. But this is not the first time this has happened over the years. Not only have they been accused of facilitating pedophilia, and we've seen similar things with Peter Nygaard, who also wanted to, you know, take the DNA and blood of children and drink it and inject it into babies to create the perfect baby or whatever it was, complete creep. But we also have these same banks also manipulating markets, spoofing markets, and then throwing their young interns under the bus every time they get caught. Tim, what do you think is going to actually be the result of this lawsuit? And do you think we're ever going to hear anything about this again? Do you think we're at the point where it's like shaking up so much that there's no way that they can really get away with it, or is it just going to be more hopium?
I think whatever the name of the person who filed the lawsuit, it'll be that person didn't kill themselves, or, you know, get into some sort of car accident, or, you know, something really bad befall upon them, because nothing ever bad happens to the main people that run the government are the banks. I mean, we basically live in a fascist system right now where the corporations are so powerful that they've already taken over the government, and then the biggest corporations are the banks. At the top of it are the central banks, and it was JP Morgan that set up the U.S. central bank. And at the end of the day, it's all the same small power structure that basically is on the boards of all the same companies that run everything. And really, they're all European banks that have infiltrated America. I'm not going to get into the entire history of all that, but it's all the same club. And guess what? We're not in the club. And all this stuff is well known. I mean, Alex Jones, going back to when I first started listening to him, was harping on, rightfully so, Epstein nonstop all the time. One of the first memes I ever made was on Epstein. And then, you know, the same thing with who was the guy, the Mr. Rogers of England, who had all the bodies buried in.
Jimmy Savile, yeah, who, by the way, is one of the creepiest, evilest people that I've ever seen in entertainment, which is saying a lot.
And he's palling around with the Royals, and then that was pretty well known. I mean, a lot of this stuff is well known. The Peter Nygaard stuff was pretty well known, not nearly as well known as Jeffrey Epstein, but this was just an open secret. And it's one thing, you know, I'm sure that there probably are, in the interest of not getting any lawsuits, a couple people that maybe went there and then didn't really know what was going on and didn't go back again. However, you know, like Bill Clinton, you're going there 26 different times, and you've got, you know, like unnamed women who are, you know, on like the flight log list there and Secret Service and everything else. A guy at that level, they definitely know. All these people who went there numerous times, so many of the biggest scumbags in the world were all there, and yet there's been zero, you know, push to get, you know, any of these names released. You know, but oh, you know, Alex Jones, you know, he's the worst guy in the world. We're going to sue him for $1 billion and ruin him and get all the text messages for him. But, you know, somebody like, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, who was just, you know, probably a, you know, double, triple agent for, you know, Mossad, obviously, you know, probably the CIA as well.
I got to mention something, Tim. Remember, JP Morgan shut down Ye for saying things on Alex Jones. Like, they shut down his bank accounts and stuff and for saying things on Twitter, et cetera, against the Jews, which is kind of funny because it kind of proved his point moreover than anything. But then on top of that, you know, banks like Bank of America have shut down people like Cat Turd on Twitter, who's a popular conservative commentator whose image is as a cat, and his name is Cat Turd. Yeah, it's funny. But hey, he got his bank account shut down over this. And now we're seeing all these companies that are involved in rape of children to some degree at some level at those banks, and are covering up for it, virtue signaling about like speech, you know, hate speech. Oh, people talking hurts people, but apparently molesting a bunch of children and using it as blackmail is hurting nobody, according to them. You know, this is the level of hypocrisy we see, and we've really reached the breaking point of the 21st century at this point, where up is down, left is right, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, war is peace, and we've been seeing it perpetuated for quite some time. Remember, these are the same people that are involved with, like, you know, John Podesta with his images of children being tortured on his wall.
Brother, too.
Yeah, and his brother too. And then you have who I think has been accused of possibly being like the Zodiac killer or something like that as well.
And they were working with Paul Manafort, doing the same things he did, but then they, you know, they rolled up Paul. Not to say that any of these guys are angels, but you know, it just shows, you know, it's all big. You know, keep this in this big left-right paradigm. And actually, to make one tiny correction, with Ye being canceled by J.P. Morgan, he was actually canceled before he went on the Alex Jones show and said all that stuff, which, you know, is even crazier. But yeah, they'll get rid of, you know, a black performer, Ye, for saying some mean things, but they won't actually get rid of a guy that's running an international pedophilia blackmail ring.
Yeah.
Probably because they're all part of the same club. So
it tells you everything you need to know. And again, you have Jamie Lee Curtis also recently posting a photo of a little naked kid in a bucket that's for some reason hanging on her wall of her kitchen or of her dining room. And then she's like, sorry, it offended anyone. It was just an innocent image that a photographer gave to me 20 years ago. Okay, but don't you find it kind of weird that someone's giving you a present and it's a naked child in a photograph that looks like they're crushed into a bucket, like they're kidnapped or something? Like, I know it's hard to hear a lot of this stuff, but I mean, these are the kinds of people that are trying to rule over us. I say trying because many of us don't allow them to rule over us, but they are trying to rule over us, and they're manipulating our money and making us all impoverished while, you know, promoting the molestation of children and trying to get away with it as best they can and covering it up. This, and again, I should say allegedly, but it really does look like when you have the Attorney General of Virgin Islands going out and saying, hey, this is happening. If she's someone that understands the law is going out and just saying this and not saying allegedly, then I feel like not as bad about not saying allegedly. But again, this is a major issue that we'll see continue. We don't know if the results will be in the newspaper or on the news, but the results will be here at World Alternative Media nonetheless, and we'll try and update you as soon as we can on that. There's so many Epstein stories, and it's impossible to go over all.
That's when the grid goes down. I mean, now the first time that Epstein allegedly tried to kill himself, New York City had a power blackout, and the second time all the cameras were just off. So, you know, maybe this is when they decide to roll out their grid attack, another Chinese spy balloon coming over to drop an EMP or something on there. But it's just crazy. And also, how fitting is it that's the Virgin Islands that was going after Jeffrey Epstein? So
yeah, well, it was named, I think, via some satanic cult or something. But look, I do want to point out that over the years, what a lot of people forgot about was that Epstein actually did get a plea deal because, and this is on record, because he was working for the government as a black male agent. And I repeat, I did a video a few months ago.
Or something. Was it like Trump's labor secretary or something? Acosta. Then he said, well, it was basically that he was intelligence or he was told intelligence or something like that.
Yeah, and that's why they let him go. And I want to point out a couple months ago, I did an intro or a video about the fact that Steve Bannon did a 15-hour long interview with Jeffrey Epstein just 2 months before he allegedly died. And he questioned him on being a government agent. And I once again remind people to go out there and ask Steve Bannon why this interview hasn't come out. It's all the way back in the beginning of 2019. You'd think it would be out there. A trailer was released years ago. I've shown it in past videos. Why do we not have the interview? It's a 15-hour interview. It's the only interview ever with Jeffrey Epstein. Steve Bannon, of all people, conducted the interview, and no one knows what came of it. And it's just very frustrating because I think we'd have a lot more answers and a lot more perspective if we're able to see that video other than 10-second clips of it here and there.
And then who gave Epstein his first teaching job where he had really no credentials to be that was actually Bill Barr or William Barr's dad was the one in New York City who gave him that like cushy teaching job up there. So it's just this big incestuous relationship. And, you know, and again, not to make a pro or negative Trump comment, but, you know, he's having these swamp monsters whose fathers are hiring Epstein. Obviously, he's probably not a good guy. You know, later, obviously, he's come back and stabbed him in the back. Again, not to say Trump is a good guy because I'm pissed off at a lot of the things he did, especially with Warp Speed and everything else. But
But I mean, this is the way it is. I mean, it's one big club and you ain't in it, my friends. We need to form our own club, and that club shall be a free future, a free civilization in the face and the ashes of the Great Reset that is creeping up on us by the day. And I urge people to check the recent videos we've done on these subjects, including finance, Great Reset, CBDCs, of course, vaccines, all those issues at World Altura Media. And again, I remind people to go to Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts to find some of our content because we need to build up movement on there so we could reach new people that wouldn't usually see our content.
And reviews on those platforms as well, especially on Apple. It really does help a lot. You know, if you guys can just leave a 5-star review, then also, you know, some commentary. Yeah, that would be much appreciated.
Absolutely, exactly. So, and again, I urge people to go to thelibertyadvisor.com if you want to become a client of Tim Pachotes if you are in the United States, and you can get a free initial portfolio review of over at that Bitly link with Tim. If you go and sign up, it's a real easy thing to do. Just click on that sign up if you're worried about your finances or savings or retirement, which you should be in the face of the Great Reset. I urge you to go do that at the links in the description. And of course, as we finish this off, I urge people to also get prepared for what's coming next. HeavensHarvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on much of those products in the United States. And even if you're not in the U.S., I still urge you to use code WAM anyway because it keeps both of us alive. And again, this is such an incredibly important thing to do in the face of this. Food is currency, money is debt. We need to be aware of this and get prepared for what's coming next because they are plotting it out. And all these Epstein, you know, psychopaths that worked with Epstein are all plotting out our demise right now. And we need to outdo them and be independent rather than the dependent slaves they want us to be. You can also find whamsurvival.com for long-term storable foods as well. You save a bunch of money if you go through us on there. So you have solutions. There's tons of solutions, tons of opportunities, tons of things to select from. And of course, we have Lion Energy. If you go to our link, there's a President's Day sale going on. You can get lithium batteries, solar panels, solar chargers, solar generators over there. And don't be dependent on the government grid. Use our link and you save a bunch of money and get free shipping on those products with 100% money back guaranteed. Of course, we have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. And of course, the late great Dr. Zelenko's vitamins and supplements, Z-Stack, Z-Stack Kids, Z-Detox, and Z-Flu. Huge amounts of things to choose from over at that website. He, of course, passed away last year while fighting the vaccine tyranny. And if you go to that link, you save money, you get free shipping, and the amount of vitamins in those capsules is way more than you'll find at your average GNC store. So make sure to check that link in the description, and we're going to call it off right now and finish off this video. I will say, if you want to help support us, we are completely viewer funded. So check out that link for gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar, Rockfin for those that want to pledge and get exclusive content. Of course, I got a Bitcoin address and a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins. We have an Epic FundMe campaign where you could donate an Epic Cash, a privacy coin based on the Mimblewimble protocol. And of course, we have a Teespring store with a bunch of merchandise where you could look cool walking down the street and, you know, attract like-minded people. Of course, we have a Telegram group, World Alternative Media, Telegram channel, World Alternative Media Announcements. He has a Telegram group called the Liberty Advisor. And of course, we have a newsletter, www.imband.com. You can find us on Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We have Hive, Steam at Float.app, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And on the bad guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media. And like I said earlier, all the major podcast platforms. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already, my friends. And until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson and Tim Pachote signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.